Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in, grow in faith.
It's Upageme by 3C Live featuring Anch Bilankulu. And all of that takes us down to 9 minutes after 4 o'clock. Very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome to Friday. Yep, Friday's edition of Spectrum. It is absolutely excited to be hosting you once again on this beautiful Friday. It's a bit grayish, I must say, but it's beautiful nonetheless. It's Friday the 13th, and so some people have a lot of what you call this myths about this particular day. But it's a Friday with a difference for me. I can't remember the last time my birthday was on a Friday. So it's a bit different for me because, hey, it's on a Friday. Made absolutely no plans. And can I just say, I don't know if it's growth. I'm absolutely content with that. I'm absolutely cool with that. So thank you so much for joining us. And Charles, thank you. Thank you for holding the fort just before me. And yeah, got some nice energy bars here from Charles. So, oh man, this is absolutely beautiful. It's a birthday filled with gifts. And so thank you. Thank you so much. Anyway, we start off today on a very interesting yet beautiful note. Interesting because, as anyone, I will push you in a corner, whether you like it or not. Now, if you usually join us on Wednesday and Thursday, 12 to 3, you might have heard this gentleman, but also Jikalele. He is also on Jikalele. So it's part of the furniture. I was actually laughing at him earlier on, heading out, and he was sitting at the reception. I was like, furniture sitting at the reception. Really? Now you know exactly where the studios are. And if you're wondering who I'm talking about, I am talking about Uput Loyiso. Yep, Loyiso Thembani is his name. And so, yeah, you definitely recognize it. Good afternoon, Kayawa.
Hi, I'm Kaya, and hello to the viewers at home.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. The Lord is keeping me. I hope you're well as well.
So you're new to this time of the afternoon.
Yeah, it's definitely an unusual setup. The place is the same, but the time is different.
Exactly. Yes. And how is the traffic hitting out here? To build up?
Because I stay a few blocks away, I know my way around. But
okay.
I'm sure for those who are unfamiliar, a challenge because it's a peak hour now.
Definitely. Yes. So, just a bit of a little story before we get into Budloiso's books. Seneca the other day says to me, "Hey, did you know Loiso's an author?" I'm like, "Which one? Our Loiso?" She says, "Yes, our Loiso." And she says, "No, apparently Ubab Machekin has this book that he's always carrying around." And Sister Nika says, "Ah, Sizi Luko, that book is worn out." She says, and he was like, he was bragging, by the way. He was bragging about this book. It's like, "Yo, this young man." Sister Nika's like, "Hey, bo. Like, he's part of the family. Do you know him?" And yeah, so it was a bit of a new information for him. And this was the book, Faith as Small as a Mustard Seed. Sizokabelangayo, that's the latest book of all your books. But let's start here first, before we get into your books, because, yeah, guys, I've already visited the profile.
Yes,
and I saw other ones, because I think last week I saw two only, and I thought you had released only two books.
Yeah, no.
It's been a journey.
I guess your PI skills are in action, but it's okay. When we get to it, I'll give more clarities. I have 4 books to date, actually.
All right. Let's talk about you, Budloiso, as an author. Let's just go back there. But first, let's get a proper introduction of who you are for somebody who's listening for the very first time. Ungayishi, the part where actually you're part of the furniture, please, because you might just redirect somebody into investing their time on Jikalele as well, because we want exactly that for you to make use of our online platforms as well. So who is Loyiso Thembani? I even saw something on your profile, Kamachoba. What's that? Is that a nickname? Is that somebody's name?
I can see you have done your work quite well. And I guess if radio were to be unkind, PI would do for you. but anyway, I am Loyiso. That's my first name. Then my second name, which most people are always a bit challenged, I thought you will at least get it because you are a
Thembani.
It's Thembisa.
Thembisa, sorry.
Same
as it's your surname.
Township Thembisa. Thembisa is a surname.
And it's your second name?
It's not the second name. It is a surname. It's just that It's just that the Kama Choba tag is just an additional surname. You know, us, we are raised by single parents.
Oh.
So we get to know our other families when we're old. So it's just there. It's just
okay.
But the Thembisa is what people know me for.
But can I say, I always argue with people. You're closer, fortunately, you'll understand this. Yes. I always will hear people say, if you're raised by a single mom, for instance, for argument's sake, I'm Kwedi. Married into the Puti family.
Yes.
And then my kids obviously are Putis. But I always hear people argue, if Kia Muhetu and Omuhetu were Mkwedis, people would argue when they start wanting to adopt the Puti surname to say, I wait, why must you use that surname? Like, your mom was never married into that family, for argument's sake. And for me, I always argue, why are you bothered by a person who embraces their identity? So as you're mentioning that, I'm just like, but why should, it really is, if you decide to use both surnames, free country, Baba. Free country.
Well,
so I understand you.
You use the double barrel, I guess. We can try it as well on the gen side.
Definitely. All right. So, and are you married? Any children?
Oh, most definitely. I am married with three children.
Oh.
And I know I might look like I'm a 2000 Inyana, but actually my firstborn is the 2000.
Oh, okay. How old is your firstborn?
She is 18 this year. Huh? My firstborn is 18.
Ah, soze. Okay, guys. I knew he was not necessarily my age mate, just a little ahead, but I didn't imagine that your firstborn would be 18. That's an adult, but Loiso.
Yeah, it looks like you and my boss is Enika. There's a lot that you still need to PI about.
Definitely. Definitely.
And the Bible says we walk by faith, not
okay,
by sight.
Not
so
by
you
sight.
Use sight. That's why you can't match the age with my looks and with my child.
True. Now, let's go back on your journey as a believer, because I've noticed also, Gutsi, all your books are faith-based.
Yes.
Yes, you are a born-again believer, you know, hence on the platform. But where did it all begin? Are you one of those who grew up in the church or found the Lord along the way, and you found it easy to express yourself through writing?
Well, in all honesty, though, most of us in the black community, we grew up in our churches, in our parents' and grandparents' churches. Whether it may not be the modern day charismatic kinds, but we all grew up in our churches, which are called mainline.
True. But, so which one was it?
It's Methodist. Yes.
Okay, I knew it.
A lot of us. Yeah, so then we grew up with that background, but however, the actualization of things started when I was in my late teens, where I now saw the light, made my decision, accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior, and asked to be excused from my so-called family church and followed my path. And then that's where everything started.
Okay.
Yes, then the writing and other things followed after one. That one was the primary reason, which became a turning point in my life.
Okay, so in case you're wondering, we're going to be basically profiling all of your books today, but
no,
I think
problem.
Take us to the very first one. What was it titled, and what is it that made you believe that you could write something and we would buy into it?
Basically, the issue of writing, I can say it's a skill that God has given me, because I write down my sermons, I write down music. I'm also a worshiper, so I also am a songwriter.
Okay,
though I have
and do you play an instrument?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm working on it, because sometimes you get a song, you want to write it, but you have a melody in your ear, but you can't play. So I need to work on it. But what I was getting at was that I write songs, which I haven't yet released, and I write sermons, and I noticed that how I'm writing is not just like other people, you just do draft notes. I write in detail. I am serious. I am focused. And and even when I text, people sometimes complain that you do paragraphs. I mean,
so you're one of those.
That's where I realized that this thing of writing, and when I talk even generally, I can't shorten my sentences. I'm detailed, I'm clear, I'm explicit. So that's where I realized, but no, maybe there's something here. But then what happened was that because I'm someone who is also motivational in nature because I'm a pastor preacher.
Yeah, okay.
So by default, you have that motivational element.
Mm.
So I then wanted to write something motivational to inspire the people, which is why The Life of a Dreamer was the first book.
I almost said it was men sent from God. I don't know why I wanted to guess. Thank you for saving me from that embarrassment.
No, at least, The Life of a Dreamer is actually the first book.
Mm.
And people got caught up in the theme and say, that title, it's catchy. And they thought that they will get something, which I'm not sure what. But to their surprise, it turned out that it's just a story about a person who is pursuing and following a dream of success, now narrating about his hurdles, his challenges, ups and downs, which leads to his success journey. And that person happened to be none other than me. I was actually talking about myself.
I almost asked, who is this dreamer? Is it you?
I was talking about myself, but now I could not project myself as if I'm a celeb or famous and say it's an autobiography. It was just a strategic way at which I was introducing myself in the writing space.
Mm.
It is me, but I used some writing artistics to make it interesting.
Maybe let me put you on the spot. What was that dream exactly? Why did you feel it so necessary to actually document your dreams? Did you end up living out that dream?
Well, each and every one of us have the dream. Whether it's a dream to have education, dream to be a businessman, dream to be a pastor, dream to get married, dream to success and all of those things.
Yeah.
So in my context at the time, my dream was to leave my small town of Eastern Cape, going to the big cities of Gauteng, to have success in life, to be independent, to stand on my own, to move away from the shadows of the parents and be my own man and find my identity.
Mm.
That was the first of many dreams. That one was the ultimate at the time. Of course, there were others as well. I was also hoping to get married soon in a few years after that. And other things like having a good job.
Yeah.
Following the ministry, passion, and many other things. So all of those are part of the dream.
And would you say you've seen some of these materialize, if not most?
Most definitely. Most of them, I have seen them coming to pass.
Mm.
But of course, it's a journey.
You can't say
you have arrived.
Of course.
At least there is a starting point. And yes, most of them, I have seen them happening. And I believe that some are still yet to come. But now, as a result of me having pursued my dream and seeing the challenges I went through and how sometimes it feels like it looks impossible and all of that, so I decided to use all my discouragements, all my failures, all my issues, and I packaged them into a book to explain to an ordinary person out there that the picture that you might see as being perfect of people who have
accomplished
successful lifestyles.
True.
You must know that there is a behind the scenes story behind that.
Yes. Sure.
That was a paper.
And thereafter, which one came second? Am I still good to guess Men Sent from God?
Well, I guess I'm gonna rescue you there.
How are you getting it wrong?
Okay, the one that you thought is the last one.
It's actually the second one.
It's a second. It was the last one on the published. When we last spoke, yes, it was the last published one.
Okay.
So it's no longer a last one. Now there are these two in the bottom shelf, which are the latest ones. These ones are the ones that are
to be released still.
From next week, we are getting into it. So it's
so
almost
already.
Like you're exposing my literature secrets, but it's okay.
I don't know why I thought that in particular. Let's talk about this book, Botloiso, that got Gotubab Machageni moving around with this book on his armpit everywhere he goes. Faith as small as a mustard seed, we know this is based on scripture.
Yes.
But and I want to ask this in question. Like, what happened? Because we speak of faith every single day, I think. And in as much as, and I always say this, we speak of faith so much, but we rarely practice it as much as we speak of it.
Well, I think I like the last portion where we rarely practice as much as we speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the thing is, the inspiration behind this book was actually COVID-19.
Oh.
The message that was preached on all mediums was fear, anxiety, yep. hopelessness, yep. and all of that.
And uncertainty.
Even believers were non-believers at the time. we were unbelieving believers at the time because of, unfortunately, the news.
Mm.
So I then felt a prompting in my heart to somehow remind people of what they know, which is faith.
Yeah.
And I just had to listen to God so that he can give me some nice revelation, nice creative things to keep people cheered up.
Mm.
So that while we get the spreading of the fear message, then I'll be doing the spreading of the faith message. I went around the country by the grace of God, preaching in different platforms, promoting this book, taking people out of fear, putting them into faith.
But of all times, like you are saying, it was COVID times.
Yes.
What would you say truly prompted you? Yes, it's the word, but look, let's be honest, COVID-19 was very bleak.
Yes.
How did you manage to sit down and did you write it during COVID or post-COVID? When exactly was it? Because I know there was a lot of time to sit down and write during COVID.
Yes.
There's a lockdown for most of the time. And so what would you say truly, yes, it was COVID that prompted you to write it, but what did you want us truly to take from the actual book?
Well, the concept of faith got to be introduced in my life in the late 90s, early 2000s, in my early years of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
So it became a lifestyle, it became a topic that I loved, which I personalized, and there were also preachers that I loved who were faith ministers, if I could use that term.
Okay.
So it was something that I knew was in abundance in my heart. It's something that even when I preach or speak or motivate, it comes out more often.
Okay.
So now when the time of COVID came, and the reality of people being in fear, it became more clearer that it cannot be any perfecter time than that one.
Okay.
So it's not like an abrupt topic that just came. It has always been in me, but it was just a timing issue, and COVID became a right time because it was something that I knew I would write in extensive levels. I will not just write one or two pages or five.
Of course. And when did you exactly release it? 2021, 2022? Because I'm saying, 2020, we were locked down.
Yeah, it was 2021.
Oh.
At the end.
I can imagine. Because they kept just relieving the restrictions, relieving, putting them back on, relieving, putting them back on.
Yeah.
It was kind of a roller coaster. And you then spent the next couple of years promoting these books.
Most definitely. Actually, the books have opened doors that I didn't even know existed, especially in the media space. Radio Pulpit being among the places that I can say also did a lot in giving me that platform.
Okay.
Yes, but I just thought I'm writing a book for just a few people I know, maybe family, close friends and church folks. But it ended up touching the whole country. I saw people pursuing their dreams.
Yeah.
Who have been shying away from pursuing things. Some even resigned from their jobs.
Sure.
To bravely start businesses, some of which are still successful to this day.
Wow.
And many other things. And there was the one story which I remember during that time which touched me the most is the one of an old man who was in his 60s who said, "You know, my son, I had thought that because I'm in my pension, it's over with me.
Wow.
But now your book has made me to realize that final dream that I thought could never be accomplished.
I could always live up to it."
So such moments, they really humbled me.
Oh, man, that's beautiful. Listen, Budloiso, I just want us to have a look quickly at what's happening in terms of traffic. We'll be right back. And I really want to put you on the spot here because unfortunately, we're not going to be able to go deep into the coming books because I still want you to come back and give us a bit of a review on those. But also, I want to understand where your mind is at because how does one guys get ready to release two books? What was the process to that? But like I said, without getting, you know, taking the story away from him and, you know, forward selling it. Because I want you to come back here and give us a story of these books. But I want to also give you time to make sure that they live out, you know, their tenure for now and you get ready for the release. Perhaps fill us in also with the... When can this release be? No pressure. No pressure. Okay. Okay, let's just take this quickly, have a look at what's happening on the roads. We'll be right back.
Spiritual Growth on Air, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today. Where hope and faith thrive.
Stand. Unfortunately, I've got to cut that one because I was already on my side, and I want us to really have this conversation. I'm sitting in studio with Pastor Loyiso Thembisa, and is probably hearing me saying that for a very first time. I always like to refer to people as how I relate to them. I call him Put Loyiso, or I'll say Umkaya. But here's the funny thing. I still do it with artists, Put Loyiso. Like, I'll say Pastor Benjamin Duba, I'll say Pastor Kaya. If I know you as a pastor, I will say Upuskelomoya. And I have to remember, no, his stage name is Kelomoya. But it feels so odd for me to call him by name because I call you how I relate to you. And so, yeah, I am with Upuloyiso Thembisa this afternoon. And we were just talking about these two books that were released about 5 years ago. Yes. The latest, actually, is it five or seven, actually?
It was 2021.
That was five years ago. And that book was The Life of a Dreamer. Faith as Small as a Mustard Seed. But before that, Life of a Dreamer came through. But I want us to go back to Faith before we go to the next two guys that are coming out, like he said, in less than a full week. Now, Faith, take us through that book. Actually, yes, we spoke about when it was written, why it was written. Take us through that book. What is it that you would like to bring to our attention? What went on in the book? Yintonile that's capturing ubabu bachageni gangaga about this book. What is it about Faith that you're bringing to our attention?
Okay. Well, the thing is, like I said, the topic has been one of my most researched topics, one of the topics that I meditated upon, listened to tapes, and also read the scripture and ask God to reveal more. So there was a lot that I heard. So it became easy to translate what I heard into a book.
Okay.
And over and above just only having head knowledge, I also had personal faith encounters and testimonies, which I seen the faith doing for me. So I also put those in the book to inspire people to say, what I'm talking about is not just theory.
Yeah.
But it's actually a practical. There was a case like this. It looked impossible. I trusted God. I did this and that and that. So we go through different aspects, which are Bible-based, by the way.
Okay.
You know most that Connie verse, the famous one, which says we don't walk by
sight.
We walk by faith. So we are unpacking that as a full chapter to say what does that actually mean.
Oh.
And we are becoming practical in terms of how you move from the sight level to the faith level.
Oh.
Then we go to the other part, which speaks about faith comes by hearing. And then we speak and share briefly about that. Because anyway, once you hear something, you
it
conceive
evokes it something.
And it does it.
True.
It's like if someone phones you now and say your loved one has passed away, even if they are pranking you, but you will not know that they are pranked. You will believe and you will react according to the message.
Okay.
So we're just saying the message you hear whether true or not, whether positive or negative, it does something to you.
It'll evoke a response.
So imagine if you use the same ability on hearing what God says.
Okay.
And you take it in reality, and then it works for you the same way that the negative message works
true,
for you. And
true.
And many other things around that. So we talk about that and a whole lot of other things. We also speak about, of course, faith going with action.
Where
you're saying you believe, but the actions go against. So each of those aspects has a chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And also Thanksgiving is one of the elements we talk about.
Okay.
That while you will ask, but as a sign of showing that you believe, you put a stamp of Thanksgiving in advance before you see.
Come on. Then it's an act of faith in itself.
Yeah, so we move with that. We also talk, one of the examples we make in one of the chapters is that if someone sends you an EFT,
mm-hmm.
and you happen to share different different banks.
Okay.
Even after the money has been sent to you, it will not reflect immediately.
Exactly.
But it doesn't mean it's not
there.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The
okay.
fact that you have not received your things from God, it doesn't mean they're not
sure.
there. It's just that they're in another realm.
It's been released.
Yeah. It's just that they're in another realm.
Mm.
So now you have to take it from the spiritual to the natural.
Yeah.
You have to take it from bank A to bank B.
Okay.
You have to convert this thing from pounds to rands.
Okay.
And the beauty with that, because anyway, the heavenly realm is a higher realm.
Okay.
So if you do EUS and take it to rands, is it the same amount?
Of course
not. If it's 1,000, is it going to be 1,000?
Of course not.
Yeah. You think God will give you what you ask when the Bible says it will do exceedingly abundantly above.
You know,
now you want us to preach, but I see where you're taking me.
No, but it's a very interesting one. That analogy about money being put into your account, I think even the currency one is mind-blowing, you know?
Wow.
But see, the money is there. But also it will be exponential when it gets to you.
Yes.
It looks just $100 now, but that's not 100 rand, that's dollars.
Yes.
There's a conversion that still needs to take place, and it is going to be exponential once it lands on your side.
Yeah. Because
and
the currency,
ooh, I'm taking
because,
it by
because
faith.
The realms are not the same.
Mm.
On their side, they are sending you 100 units,
yes.
but when it's coming to you,
it multiplies.
Because you're on another realm, you're on a lower realm.
Sure. Okay, guys, the plan was not to preach, but that just preached too much, so much for me. Thank you, Butloiso. But now let's cross over before I let you go, Butloiso.
Yes.
You're releasing two books, and this is, and I must tell you guys, this was not planned in the sense that when we spoke to Butloiso, you were still busy with the books.
Yes.
But what I did not realize was that these books are literally on the helm.
Yes.
I feel like this is God. This
wow.
is God, because this is now a build-up to these books that will be released in the next week. And so, guys, in 2 weeks, I'm committing him now. Now. I'm committing him. But Lucy will be back in the next 2 weeks or so. You're now releasing two books. Are you doing this at the same time?
Well, maybe in the singing and musical space, this was not going to work.
Uh-huh.
But in our industry, it works perfectly fine.
Okay.
Yeah. The book was actually meant to be one.
Oh.
But I happened to see that while I thought I'm making another one as a chapter, it's
something
actually
was sparing up. Sure.
So it expanded, and I realized that the book will just be too clustered.
You are in the business of multiplication.
Yeah. I told you the realms are different.
Exactly.
So I connected to the higher realm, and the higher realm released more things. And then that's how we got to have two. But usually I release one so that the attention could be on the one.
Okay. Now tell us about these two books. What are the titles? And like I said, we're not going to give away. You will just say, this book is about this. Don't go too deep, because I want you to come back and we have a chat about these two books.
Yes.
And it seems it's a normality that Kaulapa, we speak about two books, because you're going to have two books. What are these two books about exactly? And how did this separation come about, really?
Yeah. Well, these two books, I can say they were just my way of getting back into the writing space to let people know that I was not taking chances. I was not a hit and run author. But over and above that, it's just things that have been bubbling in my heart. Because, you know, as authors, we are going with inspiration, almost like singers, poets, and others, and prophets. We wait for an inspiration to write something. We don't just write. That's why it took me from 2021 until now. It took that long.
Because you weren't just going to sit and start writing for the sake of entertaining.
Yes, we don't chase sales. We don't write for people demanding. Because people have been demanding, where am I? But I took 5 years.
Sure. Yeah.
So basically, the messages that I've been preaching in most platforms that I've been given, and podcasts and Facebook Lives and radios, it's centered around these two. Firstly, the man sent from God book. It's taken from John, from the book of John, chapter 1, where the Bible says John was a man sent from God.
Okay. Okay.
So I took that part which says man sent from God.
From God. Okay.
And it's somehow coming with a new approach to the conventional or to the common man of God.
I was about to say, is there a relationship between these two?
There is a relationship. It might look a bit contrasting, but it's actually not.
Okay.
Yeah. Man of God, it usually mostly focuses on the man
person.
But now man sent from God. It's
an assignment. Yeah. Assignment.
And it means sent from. In other words, when I say I'm coming from Pretoria, it means I stay in Pretoria.
Okay.
So the emphasis on this is to say, more than just being too public and too out there, you must remember as a sent one that your residential address is from the one who sent you. Because John would go from God to the people, then when he's done, he goes back to God. So he spent more time with God than with the people.
We need to come back and have this chat. I don't want anybody thinking they can confirm us. And then there's a second one that you'll be releasing as well. Kingdom Mysteries Revealed Through Parables.
Yes.
Okay, what's the notion behind that one?
Yeah, well, this one, someone was actually reminding me recently when I told him that I'm planning to write this, to say, from when he first knew me in many years ago, my preaching style has parabolic elements.
Really?
I preach in parables, I preach in codes, in symbols, I make examples.
Okay.
And of course,
I took, very practical person.
Of course, I took it from Jesus.
Of course.
Yeah, Jesus is my role model. He takes what you know in order to tell you what you do not know.
Sure.
So that's the same approach we used here. We just allow the Spirit to lead us, and we used many different examples of things that people know.
Okay.
But now we came with hidden meanings, kingdom, spiritual messages from those things. And then we make that into chapters and all of that.
Yeah, she have a way of preconceiving what I was going to say and answering it, actually. So I absolutely love it. But without giving away, is there a way that we can pre-order? Do you have a social media page where we can go and look out for these two books? You will come back and talk about them, but while we're building up, are you loud about them as yet?
Well, I just did a teaser yesterday, and people, I guess, they want more.
They're so ready.
Now it means I must push that things are definitely finalized next week.
Okay.
Yeah, those who want to contact me, they just go directly to me. You know, I am enjoying the process of having that physical interaction with my readers, so that, that thing of artificializing things, working with bookshops, with digital. I want that physical. You take a picture, I sign for you. We are excited. You are.
Yeah.
It's how I've always wanted it. Maybe when I get too busy as the years gone, then I'll put it in bookshops and other fancy places.
Of course.
Yes. But you just go find me on my socials. It's Loiso Tembisa Kamachoba, like you have already alluded. Yes, that is Facebook. But on other platforms, though, I'm using the same concept of the book. It's Loiso the Dreamer.
Loiso the Dreamer.
If you search Loiso the Dreamer on most of the platforms, you'll find me.
Okay.
Because after I titled the book, then they ended up saying, I am the dreamer.
You're the
so
dreamer.
I'm Loiso the dreamer. You'll find me on all platforms, TikTok, Instagram, X, all over. I'm there.
Oh, man. But Loiso, thank you so much for your time. This is so appreciated. We're looking forward to have more of these chats with you when you release the two books. Mysteries. We're waiting for those mysteries to hear about. Okay, what are these parables? And the second one, Men from God. Interesting one. I'm really looking forward to that one. It's not controversial, but you know the defense that's come with that type of title as well. So looking forward to it. And thank you so much for your time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me. And I'm also looking forward to more refreshing times. Thank
God you. God bless.
Bless.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.